All right, I think that so often in our field, people neglect to do this, which is follow up with something. You tell a good story, even a bad story, or you say something you get right or wrong. You need to circle back and kind of pay it off on the back end. I'm doing that right now. I don't know. It's a couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, a month ago. Dr. Matt Miller, Diagnostic Radiology, AHN. He specializes in breast imaging. He's like one of the best in the country at this. I had him on and he talked about all these walk-in clinics that were being offered. Well, wouldn't you know it, I found his number again. Hi, Dr. Matt.
How's it going, Colin?
Great.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. So we talked about that, I don't know, a month or so ago. You talked about AHN, all these sites, satellite sites, different places. And you thought, oh, okay, we're going to put the signal out. We hope to get some people show up, maybe change some lives. How many people showed up?
We had 131 patients show up in the month of October alone. So, I mean, that's a large number.
And those are people who didn't have an appointment. Those are people who didn't have it pre-registered. Those are people who walked in cold off the street. Am I correct?
Correct.
Wow. How many of those were new patients who you had never examined before?
Yeah, 57 of those patients were new, never had a mammogram before, walked in, got their first mammogram. That's unprecedented.
Oh, my gosh. Does your staff understand, and do people at AHN, when they put this platform together, do they understand that people will come to the water if it's there and essentially drink it, like the old adage kind of goes, that if you offer it, they'll show up? Is that where we are with this now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, so this is something, it was unprecedented before. You know, this is the first time we're offering it permanently, right? I mean, we've done it in, you know, years past, you know, a day here, a site there or whatnot. We're like, no, you know what? Let's go bigger. Let's go 8 sites throughout Western Pennsylvania and see if people will come. And, you know, if they didn't realize it before, now we do. Now, you know, this is here to stay, and it's only going to get bigger.
Dr. Matt Miller, AHN, specializes in breast imaging. The reason I like to talk to you about this, and the reason I think people should perk up a little bit more when you talk about it, you're not some stuffy doctor. You're not somebody that is just works in the office and looks at different scans all the time. You have a story that hit you right in your house, correct?
Yes, absolutely. My wife is a breast cancer survivor.
And that has to, I guess when you see people, and maybe they're skittish about going in and getting an exam, or maybe they've been diagnosed with something, does it resonate differently, and how do you relay all of that?
It's made me a more effective healthcare provider, definitely. Because, you know, so often, you know, we have amazing doctors out there who treat illnesses, you know, up and down the spectrum that, you know, may or may not have ever experienced it before. But when you have a physician who has gone through the emotions that they're actively helping to deal with, it adds a layer of empathy. It adds a layer of familiarity. So it definitely allows me to connect with my patients a little more. You know, definitely the ultimate turning the negative into a positive, right? I mean, you know, going through that breast cancer journey with my wife, who is healthy as can be now, 10 years later. I mean, it's, you know, we turned a roadblock into a speed bump, right? And that's what we look to do for everyone who comes in, who gets a diagnosis.
Dr. Matt Miller joining. Doc, when we talk about, and I saw something from one of my wife's friends, I think yesterday on social media, she said, you know, I'm 45 or something. It's time for my every whatever year exam or whatever it is. It's a lot of the same thing with colonoscopies as well. The benchmarks and the times where kind of the demarcations of time and age seem to shift all the time. So what are the recommendations right now?
Thanks for asking, Colin. Yeah, so, I mean, it can be confusing out there because there are a few different organizations that have different, you know, things that they say, but every organization you go to, all agree that starting at age 40 saves the most lives. So when you turn 40, get your mammogram, get a baseline mammogram, and then get one every year after that. So the data is out there. Most reputable organizations, American College of Radiology, American College of Obstetrics Gynecology, the NCCN, we all recommend that annual mammograms, getting it every single year, because you don't want to walk out of a breast center and you know, be told, okay, I don't have breast cancer. And then breast cancer develops, you know, the next month. And then you give it 2 years, 3 years, 4 years to grow and spread. Getting it every year gives us the best chance at detecting it early and helping you move on from it.
Is there a hereditary quotient and factor that changes variables here or people need to be aware of in their family?
Absolutely. So, you know, it's breast cancer is one of the more hereditary breast cancer is one of the more hereditary cancers out there. So if you have a family history, a strong family history includes a first degree relative, like a mother, a sister, a daughter, you know, that definitely goes into any family history really goes into it. We recommend, you know, in addition to getting your mammogram starting at age 40, have a conversation with your primary care doctor starting around 25 to 30, and go through that family history with them and see if you actually are high risk for developing breast cancer. And if you're high risk, then we may want to start screening it earlier and maybe with something else like an MRI in addition to a mammogram.
This might seem like a wild question, but I know that you were schooled by doctors who are much older, or maybe people that are retired and stuff. Do you ever stop and think how social media has changed the game with communication and, in your field, getting the word out? And maybe just maybe things that were kind of whispers in the past or people afraid to talk about, people now feel more empowered than ever to just sort of blast it out there. And maybe in a way it helps a lot with getting the word out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, social media, say what you want about, you know, the digital age and the social media or whatnot. It's definitely a great platform to dispel myths, to break barriers and help people feel comfortable getting the care that they need. There's a lot of misinformation out there as well. So it's real important to know where your sources are, know what the claims that are being made, make sure that's backed up with data. Because that's any reputable healthcare organization, any healthcare facility will back up any of their recommendations with data, with cold hard data, and that's what we do at AHN.
And people, last thing for you, people need to check the AHN site for any future endeavors like this and sort of platforms that are going on, right?
Absolutely. So this is something that's permanent, and you know, we're always looking to improve things. So as we move forward, breast imaging is a very dynamic field. So as we make further advances, we'll definitely be posting about it and be, you know, banging the drum, you know, tooting the horn and talking to fine individuals like you, calling on the radio and going over all the new frontiers that we're encroaching upon.
Well, if you want to talk to a fine individual, you might want to call in the morning and talk to a man named Larry, because I don't think people call me a fine individual. Dr. Matt, you're saving lives. You're doing great work. We're pulling together as a city, and it's fabulous to see that people are getting there. I think that's the best thing. Thank you so very much. Have a wonderful weekend, man.
You too, Colin. Thanks for helping me get the word out.
Absolutely. He is one of the best medical professionals in our city. I mean it. Dr. Matt Miller, Diagnostic Radiology, AHN. He specializes in breast imaging, and it's fantastic. He came on, like I said, 3 weeks, a month ago or so, and was talking about just walk in, cold, come to one of our facilities, wide open. They had 131 patients do that over the month. That's fantastic. It just is. Unbelievable. Good stuff. Oh, I just saw my son's favorite place on Channel 2 News, Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum, right on 910 there in Richland Township, opens tomorrow. There are some things that are traditions. Get this one. My son's 14. Since I think he was four or five. He has been the first person waiting outside the door on opening day every year, because they're only open for like two months a year. It's a crazy thing. He stands outside and he waits for it to open. He will be there. He will want me to take him there tomorrow at 10:30 and stand outside the door for 1.5 hours until it opens. I am not joking. I 100% mean that. He has to be the first guy in the door. It is a fantastic place if you've never been there. I'm not like this big model railroad guy or whatever, but it is so intricate, the display, and so cool that you got to check it out. And it's very inexpensive. I get a yearly pass because we go so much, and it pays for itself after like just a few visits. But and it's like a donation too, so it's fantastic. Get there if you've never been there. It's right on Route 910 in Richland, like right there off between Route 8 and 79 right there. It's fantastic, just fantastic. Anyway, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. I hate to hate on what so many perceive as a feel-good story. And I'm just going to talk about this for just a moment here. But other people are catching on now. And I was on this very early, meaning like a year or so ago. And I see now it's made its way on social media. It's also made its way where people are DMing me. People are sending me emails. And people have reached out in the past couple months. Because I talked about it briefly on my show over the summer. There's this story and a feel-good story that the Post-Gazette wrote. And it's made its rounds on social media about these two twin boys. I don't know. They're maybe 8 or 9. And they sell lemonade around town. Okay? The Steel City Twins. Twins with a Z. Okay? And that's where we are with it. So, you see them often. And I just saw them the other day on Walnut Street and Shadyside. You see them on the South Side at times. You'll bump into them kind of near events or whatever. Well, it's hours and hours upon end that they're out there. And they wrote this feel-good story in the Post-Gazette about how they're spreading all this joy and everything. Sometimes when you see something, and I got pretty good sense, I'd like to think. Sometimes when something doesn't add up, it just doesn't add up. And none of this has added up for me for a while. So after seeing multiple times myself, including just the other day, and getting a bunch of emails, DMs from people, I think this feel-good story, the Steel City Twins lemonade stand, is actually one of exploitation. I'll say it. Pittsburgh needs a real, honest-to-goodness investigative reporter to look into why these kids charge $20 for a glass of lemonade, but they give it to you first, and then you ask them, oh, how much? And it's $20, and they're cute little 8-year-old kids. You can't say no. Why they aren't in school during the week. It says in the one story they're homeschooled. But they're out there working from like 9 to 4 every day, and they're like 8 years old. Now, their mom sits in a car nearby, oftentimes right off by like Henny Jewelers right there. And I've asked her. I said, hey, what charity is this going to? And she's very evasive about it. So when something doesn't add up, many times it just doesn't add up. And none of it adds up for me. I feel for these little boys. And I truly have a ton of questions about this. Multiple days a week, out there 8 hours or so. And my biggest question is, do they have a choice in this matter? My second question is, where's that money going? It's beyond weird. I know other people have seen these kids around town, and man, are they cute. I just don't have a good feeling about it. And other people have started to take notice on social media and in other places. I saw a big Reddit thread on it the other day. Somebody needs to start asking some real hard questions. Because I tried to very kindly, and I got the palm right in my face. It was kind of strange. I really hope these kids aren't being exploited bad. But something's real weird. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Are you a fan of something the Pittsburgh Penguins did last night? And is it okay to understand greatness? I'll go over that in just a little bit. First, demand the yellow van. Service master of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, you demand that yellow van. You don't want mold. Nope. And if it has formed, man, is this bad. Don't assume it's just old house smell. It could be mold. Mold never waits. It spreads. It damages. It threatens your voice, or your voice, your health. It can threaten your voice, too. Could screw you all up. Service Master Greater Pittsburgh doesn't just paint over the problem. They fix it and fix it for good. 412-826-1010. That's 412-826-1010. Demand the yellow van. Here we are. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Top of the hour. This story just took a crazy turn. I'm going to talk to a woman named Maddie Carver who lives on the South Side. She lost her ring on a week ago today during trick or treat, and she needs to find it. How about that? She can't find her diamond ring, and she's got to tell the tale. That's happening. It just took a wild turn. That's coming up at about 5. How about in that David Bolarato update, these idiots on both sides of the political aisle now treating it like it is a baseball trade where they're like, well, I'll give you this for this and a, you know, second round pick in 2026 and we'll go here for that. But no, we're not doing the deal unless I get this player to be named later and maybe that left-handed pitcher. What the hell are we doing? Seriously. Get it figured out and then get your problems resolved on the back end. But get the government back in order. Anyway, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. This is the hammer quote, though.
And you'll excuse me for getting emotional about it, but when I see hungry people in my state who are hungry because of J.D. Vance's bullshit politics... that makes me angry.
You don't need to swear as the governor. And also, is it really J.D. Vance? But the biggest thing out of this is the Vance v. Shapiro matchup for president is going to be hot and crazy. They already don't like each other. They've already were at each other last presidential election cycle. And neither one of them were running for president. One of them wasn't even running for vice president because they annexed him out because they don't like that he's Jewish. And so there we are. But the next time around is a real chance. And so they're already laying the groundwork that they hate each other. All right. Tell me if this is above board as a sports fan. 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. So last night the Penguins played the Capitals. People hate the Capitals. This is sports hate I'm talking about. The Capitals hate the Penguins, rightly so. It's just the way that it is. So Alexander Ovechkin came into town. He was just on the heels of scoring his 900th goal, which is a phenomenal feat. He's only got to do it. So he's at the arena. They play a video montage, and the whole crowd gives him a standing ovation. He's a hated Capital. Plays for a team that Pittsburghers love to hate. Again, sports hate. I'm all right with it. You know why? Because you're standing and rising and you're kind of cheering the accomplishment. Not as much the man. The accomplishment. And the man too, I guess. But great can understand great and feel good about it. Even great about it. But you got to pick your spots. You can't do it all the time. There are some people, and I was going back and forth on a text chain with a couple friends today, that thought it broke some sort of fan code. Maybe a Neanderthal fan code, where you can't appreciate the other side. But for me, I'm all right with it. It's going to be interesting to see how Sidney Crosby's treated when it's known that it's his last game in each city. You know what I mean? Or even if he does that. He might actually just, out of nowhere, after the last game he plays, say, by the way, that was my last game. And there's no fanfare with it. But I'm okay with it. I'm also okay with, like, Ohtani in baseball. When he plays that one series here a year with the Dodgers, I'm okay with buying a ticket to go see the other team or go see another player. I've arrived at that point in my life, too. Maybe in a different life or when I was younger, no way. But I can appreciate greatness, and so I'm going to go see it. So that's that. But I don't think it broke any fan code. Would you agree or disagree? Plenty on the table here. CeCe's in Mount Lebanon. Hi, CeCe.
Okay, about the kids selling lemonade.
Have you caught their act around town?
I would suggest.
A question. Let me ask you a question. You can't. You don't got
signs. Okay. Also, of their license plate on that car. Now there is an organization.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania Attorney General's. They have an office in Pittsburgh that does charities. So if these people are claiming this is a charity, that is one place to call. I know the attorney's name. I don't want to mention it on your news right now. I'll be glad to give it off the air. but there's a particular guy that does that particular exact thing on charities. So there's certainly someone that could be done about that if they really chose to make the effort.
Have you seen, certainly, have you seen these kids around town? Good conversation. 866-391-1020. I think, Margo, I think that guy thought it was just a one-way, like we were maybe going to record what he had to say and then just kind of deliver it to me. How does that work? Did you get any inclination he understood that I may speak back to him or no?
I don't know. I just asked for his name and he said C period, C period.
CC Ryder. Let me talk to you real quick. I haven't spoken to you in almost 2 hours. Well, I have, but just not on the air. Are you, are your nerves coming down at all or are they getting worse?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay because the flight is now on time.
Oh, it's, that never happens. So it went from being on time to late to back on time?
Being on time to late to later to on time.
Wow.
It got delayed 5 minutes, then 10 minutes. Now it's on time.
Okay. All right. So that's good. So you're headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now you're all squared about. Margo's flying out tonight. She was worried with this TSA stuff and with this air traffic controller stuff that her flight was going to be screwed up. And she came in today with a demeanor and tone like I have never seen her. Like, she was short. She was, dare I say, curt.
I am always chipper.
But you weren't today.
I am.
You were
not.
You were curt. You were, dare I say, borderline rude with David Bellerato. He had almost had enough. It was rough, Margo. I saw a side of you today that was like, I'm steering 1 million times miles clear of you. But I understood it. Because how important this trip is for you. So it's back to being on time. You think all is square, all is right in the world, and everything's going to be all systems go for this trip, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. But are you worried about making it back? I heard a lot of people saying that. I'm not worried about I ain't worried about the leaving. It's the coming home. And that's what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm nervous, but... That's a Tuesday problem.
That is a Tuesday problem. Are you going to allow that to erode your brain and ruin your trip, so to speak?
I'll try not to let it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If you're flying out tonight, so like tonight, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, there is not one thing you can do to make that go smoothly on Tuesday. So don't give it a thought. Seriously, don't give it one thought because there's nothing you can do to change that. If it's going to be canceled, if it's going to be delayed, if it changes to Wednesday, whatever it is, there's literally nothing you can do. You understand that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You're nervous as can be. You still are nervous. You're not your chipper self, Margo. You need this vacation. Why don't you just have a beer right now? Do you have any beer in your bag?
No.
You should have one. Oh, I do want to tell a story before the show's out, about a woman I encountered one time whose nerves got the best of her, I think, at the airport. And it was wild as can be. Coming up next, I have a message for those. Some who talk about they don't want incarceration. Some who talk about, oh, it's too tough, we jail too many people. Some who talk about, oh, they shouldn't put shackles on inmates. Something happened at the Allegheny County Jail that is being grossly underreported. I mean, I've only seen one news house report it. It's a gigantic story. I'll explain in just a little bit. All right. This is a message for all you who don't believe in solitary confinement at the jail. You don't want people who are transported to the hospital to have shackles. You might even be abolitionists. And you don't believe in the jail at all. And there are like a lot of you out there, including Sarah Inamorato, is not all of those things, but our county executive is definitely some of those things. And she also is on has a county council where there are definite members who don't want any jail. Here's a story from the Trib, where I remind you that there are very bad people in there. And I won't waver from too many people have too much compassion for too many people in there. This from the Trib. Three men incarcerated at the ACJ, two of them accused killers, are facing trial on charges they beat up and sexually assaulted a fourth inmate inside his cell in September while hunting for drugs. These three guys, I'll give their last names, is Martin, Peters, and Woods, all of Pittsburgh, held for court following preliminary hearings in city court yesterday. Allegheny County Police said a three-on-one attack unfolded September 8th in the 3D level of the jail. The alleged victim entered his cell 7:07 p.m., according to the complaint. A minute later, Martin and Peters entered. At that point, the complaint said video showed a correctional officer open the cell door by utilizing a control panel. Woods then walked in. Peters and Woods covered the window of the cell, and then the attack began. Peters put the alleged victim in a chokehold. The victim told authorities he was not able to breathe. Martin stripped the man. If you move, I'll stab you. Woods punched him repeatedly in the stomach. Martin sexually assaulted him with a plastic utensil. At 7:12, authorities said, Woods left the cell, stood guard nearby, appearing to block the camera's view of the cell. More than 20 minutes later, authorities said Martin and Peters left and returned to their own cell. The man reported the attack to correctional officers at 10:30 that night. He told police he believed the attackers were searching for his cell for drugs, specifically K2. He told authorities a manila envelope containing legal documents was missing after the assault. Investigators said the man's neck was visibly bruised and cut after the attack. He later was treated at AGH for injuries to his neck, mouth, eye, arms, and anus. It's unclear how many correctional officers were working near the cell at the time, or whether jail officials have investigated or disciplined any staff in connection with the incident. And nobody talked. Nobody from the county talked. Nobody from the jail talked. And nobody who represents any of these people talked. So let me hear from all the people who are abolitionists or don't think people should be in solitary confinement or don't think people should be shackled on the way to the hospital. Love to hear from you.